Bill Teeter's back with us. Of course, the District 44 runoff coming up later in the month. Bill, of course, we had heard from Nikki Phillips that she was very supportive of you and really wanted to encourage the state not to, if they could, not to have the added expense of the runoff, but that doesn't follow state law. So we will have a runoff. Give us your feeling going into this runoff and maybe thoughts about what you have planned.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for voting for me in the first place, but I still need your votes. We still need to get out there. One of my biggest things is I know Nikki is, first off, let me just say Nikki's a class act. She's been amazing through this whole thing. We've all become very good friends. And I really appreciate her. The moment the votes were announced, she let me know that she was not going to be entering the runoff, or if we had to have it, she'd be pushing everybody to go vote for me, because it'd be doing a disservice to me and to the state of Arkansas, which, like I said, I just think that's a real class act on her part. But early voting starts on the 23rd. We have all spoke to the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and there's no way to get out of it. State law says there has to be a runoff on the temporary vacancy of office. And we're going forward with it, with, like I said, Nikki backing me and me running. And I just wanna, my big goal in this whole thing is the people that didn't vote for me. I just want a chance to win everybody over and see if I could just win their vote next time. Make sure that just everything goes right.
Bill, I know after the primary you and I visited, and one of the things that you talked about was voter turnout. Is this a concern that you have as an incoming legislator, how we can encourage people to get out and cast their ballot? Because if our voter turnout just essentially disappears, how can we expect to get quality candidates into office?
Well, unfortunately, special elections, as a general rule, only bring in about 5% of the qualified voters. 5%, that means 95% are not turning up to vote that can. During our special election, we drew 11%, which I thought was pretty amazing. Of course, 11% is still a very low number. So that means that 11% of the people in that district decided for everybody what was going on, who's going to be in that office, who's going to take care of us. 11% of the county decided that. So we need to just make sure everybody publish it. Everybody, you know, Facebook's a big tool, all any kind of social media. We just need to make sure to throw it out everywhere we can.